Our next performer was born into a musical family in Eastern Kentucky, and she has taken this music from her family the wide world over. And she recently, with her husband George Pico, produced a video of the people and the place that she's from called Backgrounds. She gave a preview of that during this week, which many of us attended. It was wonderful, some stunning pictures. She also has a tape out called Most Dulcimer, because people always asked her, which tape has the most dulcimer on it? She is a performer who, no matter how large her audience, always takes each and every person back to the hearth where she first heard the music. She is Jean Ritchie.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here. I've had a wonderful time since Thursday, and loved meeting you all and seeing old friends, being back in Augusta, in Elkins. I come from a big family, mom and dad and 14 children in Eastern Kentucky, and that's where the music is from. We were May, Ollie, Mattie, Uni, Raymond, Kitty, Truman, Patty, Edna, Jewel, Opal, Pauline, Wilmer, Jean. And I'm the end, Jean. When the mom and dad were growing up, and when the older members of my family were growing up, my older sisters and brothers, there were no instruments at all in the mountains, in our part of the mountains. My father remembers the first fiddle he ever saw, and it was about 17 or about 15 years later or so that he built one from a gourd. And that was the first fiddle that was everywhere around there. Gourd and hairs out of the horse's tail to make the bow. And then later on, they started to bring in dulcimers and other and fiddles and banjos and other instruments. But the pre-instrumental music we had was just vocal. So this is a song that I learned from my mother. They always sang around the work, walking up and down the road, churning, rocking babies. There were different kinds of songs for everything. And this was one that my mother used for sweeping. She'd sweep the house, and I'd hear her singing along on this song. It's an old ballad. This is just a fragment of it, I guess, because it's the sort of the bare bones of the story. I can tell that the song used to be much longer. It's called Old George's Square. Old George's Square is in it's in Glasgow, I guess. And so the song probably comes from Scotland. My parents reared me tenderly. They had no child but me. But my mind was set on rambling around, and with them I couldn't agree. There was a girl in this same town. She was so wondrous fair. There was no other girl in the country round that with her I could compare. I asked her if she would agree for me to cross over the main. She said she would prove true to me till I come home again. I got my things, went to the dock. Her tears shone down like wine. We kissed, shook hands, and parted. I left my girl behind. As I went out one morning to view old George's Square, the mail post boat had just arrived, and the post boy the girl I left behind me had married another man. I turned myself all around and about. I knew not what to do. I read a few lines further on, and I found the news were true. I'll follow the old train, bad company I'll resign. I'll ramble around from town to town for the girl I left behind. There you are. I used to ask my dad, why do you drop your voice down like that on the end of the song? And he said, let people know it's the end. Put a period on it, he said, put a period on it. So I used to think it might have something to do with the pipes, because when you stop playing the bagpipes, sometimes they go, ugh. So, I don't know which is right. But I'm going to do a shoemaker song now that we used to tease my father with. He would, about November, he'd get out the stand behind the door and the lasts, different size lasts, and make shoes for us. He had a big half a side of leather hanging on the wall, and he'd cut pieces off of that and make heels and sole, half soles and whole soles and then uppers. And by the time the shoes got down to me, I was the youngest one and the least one. They looked like just sort of like pieces of leather wrapped around your feet. Didn't have much style to them. But I wasn't much style conscious anyhow, so I didn't care. Until I got to be about 12 or 13 years old, I got to wanting the new pair of shoes. So I got down on my knees and I prayed that my feet would grow that year. And they did. And Dad could just afford about three new pairs of shoes, and the rest of them were hand-me-downs, you know. So I got one of the new pairs that year because my feet grew bigger than our other girls in the family. And my sister next to me, older, she was real mad. She was mad as far because she had to wear my hand-me-downs. But I was so proud. So here's a shoemaker song. By my trade, I work in stormy weather, and I can make 10 pairs a day from a side and a half of leather. Oh, father, dollar, diddle, I fall. Father, doll, sing rodeo. Father, dollar, diddle, I fall. Forward and back and a howdy, oh. What do you reckon that old man wants? Coming away. Today and come again tomorrow. Father, dollar, diddle, I fall. Father, doll, sing rodeo. Father, dollar, diddle, I fall. Forward and back, howdy-o. Now I've lost my shoemaker's wax, and where do you reckon I'll find it? Well, if it ain't right in front of me, bet you $5 I'm behind it. Father, dollar, diddle, I fall. Father, doll, sing rodeo. Father, dollar, diddle, I fall. Forward and back in a howdy-o. My old woman's a good old woman, and I'll tell you all the riddle. Her tongue is loosened at both ends and tied up in the middle. Oh, father, dollar, diddle, I fall. Father, doll, sing rodeo. Father, dollar, diddle, I fall. Forward and back, howdy-o. Thank you. you don't hold your tongue, you're scolding and you're greeting. I'll tan your hide and make my shoes and wear you out to meet you. No, father, doll, the diddle laugh all. Father, doll, sing radio. Father, doll, the diddle laugh all. Forward and back in a howdy-o. Hand me down my peg and all, hanging away over yonder. Hand me down my peg and all. Well, here's a ballad that's kind of a nonsense ballad. Actually, it's probably from, we think, from an old mummer's play from Nottinghamshire. See, the songs, when the people got to this country, they came from various places and intermarried down in the mountains, the Scots and the Irish and the English, the Welsh. And so this, we had the songs were all kind of mixed in there together too. So we had heritages from all the different countries. Nottingham Town comes from England, and they say Nottingham. It's kind of a corruption of the word Nottingham. In Birmingham, you get people saying Brummagen for Birmingham, so it's just kind of a way of saying it, a local way of saying it. So, we'd sit on the front porch of an evening and sing songs in the summertime when the moon was coming up. And this was always one we loved to sing because it was so mysterious and kind of eerie and pretty. We couldn't laugh at it. It was supposed to, we thought, well, it's supposed to be a funny song. And we tried to laugh at it, but it wasn't funny. And I found that we found out years later that this is probably what it was. It was from a mummer's play, and it's a nonsense song. It's a magic song, actually. And the people told me when I found somebody that knew about it, they said, well, if you had understood it, the magic would have been lost. So I'm real happy we never did. Nottingham Town. Sorry.
Sit down on a horse.
cold, frozen stone. 10,000 stood around me, and yet I was alone. Took my hat in my hands for to keep my head warm. 10,000 got drowned that never was born in Fair Nottingham Town. A couple of children's songs. Here's one that we used to play party to. Old King Cole, we called it, and it has an Irish background. I didn't know this until I was over there collecting songs on a Fulbright scholarship in 1952, and I used to meet all these people that in the different countries that loved to sing, and we found this one in County Armagh, Keady, County Armagh. But Old King Cole, it was just a tune. The words were different, because what we did in Kentucky and all the mountains through here, we'd take the tune of one thing and words to another and put them together. We sort of took the best of everything, and that's why our Appalachian songs are so superior. So here's Old King Cole, a play party game. It's a getting up song. Boys are too bashful to ask the girls to get up and play the game, so they'd get over on one side, girls stand on the other, and they'd look at each other for a while. And this is before they had instruments, so they had to, the music couldn't start playing and let them. Finally, one couple would get nerve and they'd promenade up and down the room singing this song. And at the very end, it has a place where another couple, by that time, will have got up their nerve, and either the girl asked the boy or the boy asked the girl, and they're ready. So it took a long time to get the set together. And this was the getting up song to get everybody ready to run the set. Old King Cole was a jolly old soul, and that you may know by his learning. He eat cornbread till his head turned red, and his old yellow cap needs darning. My pretty little pink, I once did think that I and you would marry. But now I lost all hopes of you, and I ain't got long to tarry. I'll take my knapsack on my back, my musket on my shoulder. I'll march away to Mexico, enlist and be a soldier. Where the coffee grows on the white oak tree, and the rivers they run brandy. Where the girls are pure of a lump of gold, and the boys are sweet as candy. You may go on and I'll turn back to the place where we first parted. We'll open up the ring and choose a couple in, and we hope they'll come free-hearted. Now the Irish, hold your applause. Hold your applause. The Irish song that this comes from is from Sarah Makeham. You may have heard of Tommy Makeham. He was her youngest son, and we collected songs from her. She was the most gorgeous singer. She knew hundreds and hundreds of songs. Tommy, when we were there, were just a little, I think he was about 16, and had a tin whistle and could play and sing. He could play the tin whistle and he could sing one song. He only knew one song. It was called Nell Flaherty's Drake. And after we were there and had gone home, they said that Tommy went out and went up and down the streets of Keady and knocked on all the doors and said, sing me all your old songs. So that was what got him started being a folk singer. I take a little bit of credit for that. But here's the song that his mother sang that reminded me of Old King Cole. As I roved out on a May morning, right early, I met me love up on the way, oh Lord, but she was early. And she sang lil-ta-doodle, lil-ta-doodle, lil-ta-doodle-dee, and she had a lon-de-dee, and she had a lon-de-dee, and she her boots is black and her stockings white and her buckles shone like silver. She had a dark and a rolling eye and her earrings tipped her shoulder. And she sang lil-ta-doodle, lil-ta-doodle, lil-ta-doodle-dee, and she had a lon-de-dee, and she had a lon-de-dee, and she lon-de-dee. Here's one of the early songs that I made up. This one is about a train that went by home called the L&N. The Louisville and Nashville Railroad had a spur that ran up by our house. Started at Mac Roberts, Kentucky, went down by Viper. We had a big depot in those days, and post office. We still have a post office, but no depot. Went all down through Hazard, Beattyville, Jackson, and down in Lexington, you could change and go to Louisville or Nashville and get on the main line. But this was our little spur line. And when bad times, hard times came in the coal fields there, all the deep mines started to close, and nobody knew why and what they were doing, I suppose, because a few years later they did come back with big machines and start strip mining. But all the old-time miners, the deep miners, were out of work. And this was the words that a conversation I had with one of my old kinsmen who worked in the mines. And he was complaining. These were his complaints. And the song has been, since those days, has been recorded by many people. Norman Blake, Johnny Cash, June Cash, several folk people. I think Mike Seeger or Guy Carawan, people like that. And just most recently, a folk rock singer has recorded it. I guess I'm breaking into the rock field a little bit, whether I want to or not. But this is a very personable young woman. I liked her very much. She came to see me one day, came to my porch and had on this black leather suit and short hair. And she looked like a little boy or a tall boy. She came in and sat around with me for a while, and we had some herb tea and talked. Her name is Michelle Schacht. And so she's the most recent one to record the L&N. I'll try to sing it the way it used to be. Oh, when I was a curly-headed baby, my daddy set me down upon his knee. Said, son, you go to school, learn your letters. Don't you be no dusty miner like me, for I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Coal cars roaring and rumbling past my door. Now they're standing rusty, rolling empty. Ban the L&N, don't stop here anymore. To think my daddy was a black man with scrip enough to buy the company store. But now he goes downtown with empty pockets and his face is white as the February snow. I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Coal cars roaring and rumbling past my door. Now they're standing rusty, rolling empty. And the L&N don't stop here anymore. Well, I never thought I'd live to love the coal dust. Never thought I'd pray to hear the tipple roar. But Lord, how I wish that grass could change to money. Them greenbacks fill my pockets once more. And I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Old cars roaring and rumbling past my door. Now they're standing rusty, rolling empty. And the L&N don't stop here anymore. I'd like to sing you a new song that I haven't recorded yet. All the others, I guess, are on some records or other. But this one is a new one. I wrote this one for my mother. I'm trying to write a song for every member of the family. It's a big job. But started out with Mom and Dad. This is Mama's song. It's a song for all women that grew up in those times, or that had married and coped with those times. This one is called Abigail for my mother, but it's probably about your mother or your grandmother, your aunts, and somebody else that you know too. Hope I can remember the words, because it is a fairly new song. The references in the second verse are to, one of them is, I mentioned the whittleding. I don't know whether you'd call it the whittleding or not, but it's the wood thrush that we have through these mountains. It has the prettiest song of any other bird in the springtime. We called it the whittleding because it sort of makes that sound when it warbles. And my mother loved those birds and always watched for them in the spring. And the second reference is to good, clean earth. It happened one time, a woman came up the holler, and we were all out planting tomatoes, and my mother's hands were down in the dirt, and we were all down in the dirt. And this strange woman came up. She was no one knew her. She had on kind of fine clothes. She came along, and my mother just took her hands up out of the dirt and shook hands with her. And I got so embarrassed. I said, "Well, Mommy, you got the woman's hands all dirty." And Mama said, "Well, it's just good, clean earth." And I learned a lesson from that. And the woman laughed, too. She didn't care. She sort of dusted her hands off, and they all went on. Good, clean earth. This is Abigail. Yeah. You were the queen of home and hill and garden, knew what was right and wrong and taught us so. You lived by rules which now seem harsh and needless. Your love and grace made all those hard times glow. And when you speak, I see the mountains rise. And when you sing, I hear the waters flow. Your loving memories of a better time will shine around me everywhere I go. I see you still in the garden by the roadside. It's good, clean earth, you say, and life as we hoe along. I see your face light up at the colors of the rainbow, your quick glad tears at the whittleding's first song. And when you speak, I see the mountains rise. And when you sing, and when you sing, I hear the waters flow. Loving memories, your loving memories of a better time will shine around me everywhere I go. Sometimes you feared, sometimes you got discouraged, sometimes you cried alone and closed your door. Sometimes you railed at us and said life wasn't worth it. Your human failings made us love you more. And when you speak, I see the mountains rise. And when you sing, I hear the waters flow. Your loving memories of a better time will shine around me everywhere I go. Your grands and greats now rise up to call you blessed, for time and love and memory keep you near. Know that your life, its hopes and joys and sorrows, brings us one step along in God's great purpose here. And when you speak, I see the mountains rise. And when you sing, I hear the waters flow. Loving memories of a better time will shine.
Gene Ritchie. Gene, come back out, take a bow. Well, as you all know, Augusta is a big family, and some of our family are in big trouble. Joe and Linda Fallon are facing a very serious illness that Linda has, and we have, in the last two concerts, raised $1,400 for them here. And I know that's great. It's a wonderful, it's a lot of money, and it will really help them out, but it really is a drop in the bucket compared to what they are facing. So again, we have our guitar case out next to the table, and we ask you to give whatever you can. We'd like to be able to go over $2,000 tonight with your help. So please, and we'll see you back at the second half for some more music. Thank you.